Now the Spirit expressly says, in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Please be seated. In our reading of the law 2 weeks ago, we saw that thankfulness is something that God requires of all people. Since God is the author and giver of life, God requires that all people be thankful to him for the multitude of good gifts and blessings that they've received from him. And as we saw in our reading of the law last Sunday, it's not sufficient to merely possess gratitude in our hearts. Such gratitude must also be expressed in thanksgiving. And so today, our reading of the law shows us that we're to express thanksgiving to God for the food that he gives to us. Now, Paul begins chapter 4 of this first epistle to Timothy by warning about heretics and those who teach certain forms of asceticism. And they forbid marriage. They command people not to eat certain foods, he writes in verse 3. And for our purposes this morning, we're not really concerned about who these heretics were or what their actual beliefs and practices were. Our focus is on what Paul says about giving thanks to God for the food that we eat. Notice that Paul mentions thanksgiving twice in this passage, once in verse 3 and again in verse 4. Commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. And it's because of these two verses that these two verses are in the Bible. It's because of this that Christians make a regular practice of praying before meals. If these two verses were not in the Bible, I think we'd still pray before meals because there are some other verses in the Bible that demonstrate the practice of praying before meals. For example, on the two occasions when Jesus fed the multitudes with just a couple loaves of bread and a few fish, Mark's gospel tells us that on both of those occasions, Jesus gave thanks before distributing the bread and the fish for people to eat. And in 1 Corinthians 10:30, the Apostle Paul speaks of sitting down to eat his meals with thanksgiving, he says. And when Paul was on the ship that would eventually be shipwrecked at Malta, Acts 27:35 says that he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of all the men who were on the ship. And then he ate the bread. Now, so these are descriptive passages, meaning they describe how Jesus and Paul intentionally gave thanks to God before they ate their food. And we can derive doctrine from descriptive passages. There's nothing wrong with that. We need to be very careful when deriving doctrine from descriptive passages because not all descriptions in the Bible of what people do or say or think are for us to emulate. And so we need to be very careful. But in the case of Jesus and Paul praying before meals, I think it's safe to conclude that we should emulate them in that particular practice. But the verses that we read from 1 Timothy 4 are not descriptive, but prescriptive. They prescribe giving thanks to God for our food, from which we therefore derive this practice of praying before we eat our meals. But these two verses make it explicitly clear that God's gracious providence is what's responsible for the blessings of food that we receive, and therefore we ought to pray a prayer of thanksgiving for the food before we eat it. Now, verse 3 tells us that if you're a person who believes and knows the truth, then you know that God created food specifically for you to receive with thanksgiving. And verse 4 tells us that if you're a person who enjoys eating tasty animals, then you should receive those tasty animals on your dinner plate with thanksgiving. And verse 5 makes it clear that your thanksgiving should be expressed through prayer. And so, brothers and sisters, do you always receive the food that God gives to you by giving thanks to God? Understand that I'm not asking whether you have gratitude in your heart for the food that God gives you. I'm assuming you do have gratitude in your heart. But what I'm asking is whether the gratitude that you have in your heart is expressed to God in the form of prayer before every meal that you eat. Do you express your gratitude in prayer? Do you express your gratitude in prayer even when you're eating alone? Do you express your gratitude in prayer even when you're eating in a public restaurant? Do you express your gratitude in prayer even when you're eating in a public restaurant with people who have already began to eat without praying? Even when you're in a public restaurant with people who have already began to eat without praying, and they have absolutely no awareness that you're waiting for them to stop talking so that you can give thanks to God for the food that you are about to eat. God doesn't want us to be legalistic about these things. He does want us to give him thanks, but I don't think he wants us to become legalists. In fact, I know he doesn't. Therefore, I don't think it's a sin if you chew a piece of gum without first having given thanks to God for that piece of gum. No, I think it's good that you give thanks to God for that gum. It's a perfectly good thing to do, but I don't think you have sinned if you fail to do that. Nor do I think it's a sin if you eat the chips and salsa without praying. It's okay if you give thanks when the burrito actually arrives. We don't want to become legalist about these things, but I ask whether you pray under these certain environments when you're alone, when you're eating with people who make it awkward for you to pray, because those situations reveal something about your heart. If you do not pray in restaurants because you're concerned that other people will scorn you or ridicule you, then that's a problem. Jesus said in Matthew 10, 32 and 33, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess also before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." And bowing your head in public to give thanks to God for the food that he has given to you is a form of confessing Jesus Christ before men. Everybody knows what you're doing in our culture. We should not be ashamed to confess Christ before men. And if you are ashamed, then that's something that needs to be repented of. Likewise, if you do pray in public places and restaurants and so forth, but your motive has more to do with gaining approval from the people who are seeing you pray than actually giving thanks to the Lord for his provision of food, then that's a problem as well. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verses 5 and 6, "And when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Now, this is not a prohibition. Jesus is not prohibiting public prayer. If this was a prohibition against public prayer, Jesus himself would have violated this so-called law, because he offered public prayers when he fed the 4,000 and the 5,000. This is not a prohibition against praying in public. It's a warning against ostentatious displays of prayer. It's a warning against praying for the sake of being seen by other people, getting affirmation by other people, finding the approval of other people. And so, brothers and sisters, understand that God has been very gracious with you. He has given you an abundance of food to eat. He has given you a wide variety of food to eat. He has given you foods with flavors that delight your palate. He has given you foods that energize your body. He has given you foods that fight off illness and diseases. He has given you food that nourishes you and equips you for the calling he has placed on your life. Therefore, we have much to be thankful for, much. And the Lord commands that we express our thankfulness to him whenever we eat. And so if the Lord has, the Holy Spirit has borne witness to you of your sin, know that God pardons and forgives all who truly repent while trusting in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. And because repentance includes confession, we confess our sins to the Lord. So let's confess this morning. Let's confess our sins now. We'll have a time of silence for you to confess privately. And after a short time of silence, I'll lead us in a corporate confession of prayer. Let's pray.